Welcome to episode 411 of Japan Top 10. This is a cultures episode number 29, Japanese alcohol culture. Ooh, I came in really hot, like sake.
Oh, nice one.
Thank you. Arigatou gozaimasu. Anyway, I'm your host, Edward.
And this is Andy.
Let's get into it. Japan Top 10.
Well, before we crack open a cold one with the boys, let's get a few announcements out the way right out at the top. So I want to appeal to all of our wonderful listeners. Have you ever been interested in joining our team? We currently have an opening for an audio editor and a content distributor. So if you would like to join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there, check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for all of the details.
Mm-hmm. And if you get into the interview portion, you might be interviewed by me or any one of our other wonderful teammates, because I am a part of that process.
Yes.
Not to toot my own horn, but I'm amazing. Andy is amazing too.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Speaking of things being amazing, if you're an amazing company, you can advertise on our podcast if you so choose. Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
And this wonderful offer is not just for companies. If you are an indie Japanese music artist, or you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Haley, by sending her an email at Haley, that's Haley, at jtop10.jp, along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast.
And, wow, it's like two things in one. If you do this, you will end up being interviewed by me or Dean. Which is true, because we do the indie episodes. So, yeah, you could be interviewed by me again for a different reason.
Nice. How lucky.
I'm a lucky test. Wow, I sound like I'm drunk and I don't even really drink anymore. We'll get into that. Anywho, if you are enjoying this cultures episode already, because we're both so amazing, remember, you can receive the full version of this episode by becoming a Patreon donor, just starting at $1. Plus, you'll receive this episode without any announcements or interruptions, although our announcements and interruptions are very funny and very hilarious. You just get commentary and music, though, so, it's a trade-off. Anyway, you can check out our website at jtop10.jp/club for details. Okay, yes. Now we're getting into it.
Yes, definitely. Yes, everyone raise a glass. We have a toast to make right at the top of the episode, and the toast is to drinking culture in Japan.
Absolutely it is, for sure. And if we were salarymen and we were after hours, although ironically right now, when we're recording this, right now it's 7 o'clock at night for me, and it is 9 a.m. in the morning for Andy. So technically, Andy, well, it's 5 o'clock somewhere is the expression.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, earlier to start, earlier to go to bed is what I say, you know, so.
Oh, I love that. I've never heard that before. That's good.
Oh, yes.
But yes, indeed, we are talking about alcohol culture in Japan. So here are a couple of fast facts just for you. So Japan has a complex drinking culture that has developed over centuries and permeates almost every aspect of life.
That is absolutely correct. From business and working relationships that are built and maintained through drinking together, alcohol is an essential part of many even life cycle events, such as family celebrations, and all the way through to religion.
This is true. Blood of Christ. It's wine.
I mean...
Or, well, just grape juice. It depends on where you are.
Either or.
In this episode, we will examine the relationship that Japanese people have with alcohol, and also a bit of our own relationship with alcohol and Japan, Andy and I. And we're also going to look at the history and some of the customs that have grown around the relationship of alcohol culture and people and us.
And us.
Speaking of, let's talk about us, because that's our most favorite thing to do. Andy, what is your relationship to alcohol culture or alcohol in general and Japan.
Yeah, so actually I was not, like, I was a very goody-two-shoes child, and I did not drink underage. Not, I'm not condoning or not condoning that, just a simple fact about me.
Good for you, Andy.
Thank you so much. But clearly that was all thrown out the window when I came to Japan as an adult working, and the drinking culture here surely seeped into nearly every aspect of my life, at least the first couple years here, and I was drinking pretty heavily with or without my coworkers. So yeah, it was a fun time, but I quickly got over the party life. I went to rehab. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry, that's bad. No.
Well, and if you do, that's great. Yes. Sobriety is a journey, and if that's the journey you're on, we 200% support you, and we think that's really great.
Correct. Thank you. Thank you for taking my horrible joke and putting it into a wonderful, but a message of support, because, of course, we would like everyone to get on the journey that they need to be on.
Yes, for sure. And actually, I feel like that'd be another episode in its entirety, is talking about how... Actually, maybe we'll get into it today. I don't know.
True.
We will have to see what's going to happen. Anyway, I'm so sorry we're getting off topic.
No, I brought us there. We are now here. But that is basically me. Mm. I have not really had as much, you know, drinking culture, especially with the rise of Corona and everything, too. People going out and stuff has been greatly reduced as well. But... yeah, just personally, I haven't, you know, been drinking as much recently. But how about you, Edward? What's your story with alcohol, with or without Japan?
thank you. Actually, we're going to circle back to that Corona thing, because I have an interesting question about that. But we'll talk to me about me first. So I started drinking when I was a bit before the legal drinking age. Fun fact, in Canada, the legal drinking age is 19. Or 18 if you're in Quebec, but I was not. I've lived in Quebec, but not at the time when I was starting to drink. But anyway, it was all very safe, and it was a good time. Anyway, also going to university when you're 17, kind of also the culture of that alone. Frosh week is a thing. For those of you that don't have that exact wording, it's like the first week of school for all the first years, and usually, more often than not, it devolves into a lot of people drinking heavily and partying for their first week of school.
Naturally,
and
of course.
Trying to go to class hungover, like you do. Anyway, so I drank a lot when I was like in my late teens, early 20s, and then around 2021, I kind of stopped drinking. Because I would find out that it would basically just make me sick almost immediately. It was almost like I developed an allergy, but anyway, I just didn't like how it made me feel. Plus, I've got that kind of personality, as my partner would say, where I don't need to drink. I'm literally just like this all the time. So, and if I get drunk, then I'm just like a slightly louder version of myself. So it's not really any different. So there you go. But when I was in Japan, I was still not really drinking very much. Plus, being on vacation, I find, I don't know about you, Andy, because I was traveling so much throughout Japan, I found that I didn't really want to drink anyway, because having to deal with a hangover or any kind of sickness on a trip is the worst thing ever. So,
yeah.
And I really want to take in all the sights and enjoy it. So I was like, I'm not going to drink so much on this trip. So I didn't.
Yeah. No, that totally makes sense. I hear that big time. And especially international travel, you're spending so much time trying to get, like, aligned to Japan's timeline.
Yeah, a month was almost enough time for me to get aligned to the time zone. I mean, no. I do have some stories, which maybe we'll get into later. But I want to circle back to you, Andy Kuhn. So, coronavirus. Still happening. It's still a thing. Are bars open in Japan?
Yeah, so really early on in the pandemic, there was a big crackdown on nightlife here in Japan, and especially because they're like, oh, all the youth are spreading this in their debauchery out on the town in Shibuya.
Oh, youth. How dare you, youth.
Oh, youth. Fist. I'm sure angry fist shake. Yeah.
Spoiler alert, it probably wasn't also just the youth. It was probably also salary people.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, it's just a very silly turn of phrase for something that nearly everyone was participating in, but of course it's those darn youths.
Yep.
Yeah. But bars and things now, like izakaya and stuff, they've gone through a lot of fluctuating hours of like, oh, you can be open until 8 and not serve alcohol, or you can be open until 9 and serve alcohol, depending on the various, you know, restrictions. But right now, well, maybe in lieu of Omicron variant that has recently developed, I'm not sure what exactly is protocol, but up until now, it's basically been kind of reopened. So how about abroad? Well, I guess abroad is a relative term, but
in Canada, yes. We are also dealing with the Omicron variant here. Very timely topic. But I don't really go out to bars anymore, so I haven't really set foot in a restaurant proper to eat, because I just don't feel like doing that. I don't feel that's not my vibe, as the old younger kids would say. So, but I do know actually something interesting that did happen because of the pandemic was that you could actually get alcohol to go, which is something that we couldn't really.
Oh wow.
So if you wanted to get like a glass of wine with your meal that you ordered to as takeout, you can get a glass of wine and take it to go, or a cocktail or whatever. So that was kind of a cool thing, but not something I've partaken in, but it's there if you want it. So there you go.
Nice.
Speaking of alcohol and things to drink, we should get into our first song.
I could not agree more.
So up first, we have Tsukima Switch with Noi ni Konai ga, Come for a Drink, released in 2005. Japan Top 10! So, if you like this episode, then you're also going to like what's coming up next. So, next episode, we have Ethel and Lydia are joining forces for the first time to bring you the best of the best in Japanese music from the 2021 year. For our Patreon donors, you'll get a top 20 countdown. And for all of our other listeners, you'll get the top 10. So you better go donate to Patreon if you want to get the back half or the front half. Whatever half you prefer. They'll see you in a week from now.
Yes.
So there you go. Yeah. That takes us to the end.
It does.
Andy, what a dream, what a treat, as usual. I always enjoy talking with you.
Yes, me too. Thank you. It was so lovely. I love getting to reminisce about good and bad times with alcohol, you know? It just produces extremes in both.
It really does. You see the highs, you see the lows, you stumble out of a bar into a karaoke room, and you know, you sing some songs, you do some impressions. It's all good.
Yeah, let's let our listeners do just that, and we can do just that as well. Let's get ourselves to some karaoke.
Yes, please. And the best part is, I don't even need to drink, because I am what? A professional. No. Yeah. Well, I am. Anyway, someone's drinking because they're like, oh no, Edward, no.
Oh, stop. Oh God.
Oh no, it's too much.
I will lead us to our karaoke session, which is our second party after this mega party that was this episode. So thank you, everyone. Thank you, Edward.
Thank you, Andy. It was a pleasure.
Yes, and until next time.
on Japan Top 10. Nope. See, there you go, Karaoke Master. Matane. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Japan.